Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Our question, what did Noah need to see, but you saw it anyway, 206-421-ROCK.
That is good. The problem is, in that movie, I'm always obsessed with, what's her name? Stifler's mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's all anyone knows her name to be. Stifler's mom. Miles, you'll appreciate this comment. I was scrolling through my mother's phone. I came across a close-up picture, but I couldn't make out what it was. Turns out, it was a picture of my dad's butt. Nice. With an emphasis on his enormous hemorrhoid. Once
oh,
I realized
no.
what it was,
oh, no.
I found it, quote, quite alarming.
Oh, wow. I would never, never, unless the doctor said, could you send me a picture of it?
That's the only reason I could possibly
I cannot think of any reason why you would want to do that.
Or your mom's into some weird, because weird stuff.
The good news is about, you know, having hemorrhoids is you...
What is the good news with hemorrhoids? Because they don't cover that much.
The fact that they're in a location where you don't have to see what's going on.
Yeah, well...
If there's a positive to it, if you saw that, you'd be like, oh, man, this is... this."
Did you see a picture of yours? Like, did the doctor say, hey, man, this is what we're looking at?
I have been over in the mirror and got, oh, God, what's going on here?
Yes, trust me.
What do they look like? Is it red?
It looks like when you turn your sock inside out.
Mm. But does it look intestine-y or...
I mean, it looks like your sock has been turned inside out.
Oh, God.
Your inside is
out. Did you just pull up a picture of it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to regret this. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Let me see.
Like that?
Oh, it's more than that. It can be more than that, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
I don't know why I just did that.
I don't either.
God damn it, man.
Now Brandy doesn't seem so dirty.
She's a fine girl.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have hemorrhoids.
Which is you don't
very,
know that.
Very low bar to set.
Is that looking for a woman without hemorrhoids?
Right.
Give Ted a call. Hello, Audrey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So I thought I was going to take this story to my grave, but here I am sharing it on the radio.
All right. That's the opposite of that.
When I was, I'm not even sure the age, probably early teens, I was going through a box in my parents' room of keepsakes, and I stumbled there. And I don't know what's worse, me finding that or the fact that he had to take a film canister to get it developed.
Well,
you finding it is worse.
Let me ask
so it was an actual picture?
Oh yeah. But it was like he had held the camera up to his chin and was like taking the photo.
But here's the real question with me. Was your mom looking up at the camera?
Yeah.
See, to me, that's what makes it so much worse.
Was it weird? You know, was it weird? Was it weird seeing the size of your dad's penis?
I didn't see the size so much. It was a little...
it was hidden.
Covered, yeah.
Oh, so your mom...
Man, and your mom staring up at the camera? Good for your mom.
Wow.
Are they still married?
Yeah, I bet so.
My mom passed away about 5 years
sorry.
Ago.
Thanks, Miles.
My father...
So your father's still looking for
Let
that.
Me guess. You didn't put that in the slideshow at the funeral.
Yeah.
You should have put it in there for like one split second.
My point still stands. They didn't get divorced.
Right.
Looking, seeking Linda Lovelace Lace type female.
Wow.
My dad still has no idea that I've seen it, but all of my siblings
You should let him know.
You know what you do? Get it on a t-shirt. Give it to him for Father's
That's
Day.
That's it.
Oh, no. Maybe at his funeral we'll throw it in the slideshow.
It says number one dad.
You know, yeah. I think this is what you do so he
or
does.
A coffee mug.
He doesn't realize. I was going to say the coffee mug, dude. But you put it in the bottom of the inside, but you fill it with coffee first. And then, in his last sip, he sees your mom's eyes looking back at him.
I one of those mugs.
I have a coffee mug where you don't see anything. It's white, and then you fill it up with hot water.
Yes.
And all the pictures appear.
Yeah.
I have one with me and my kids.
I used to have one from the Green Turtle, and it was a green turtle on the mug. Oh, and then when you put coffee or a hot liquid, it would disappear and be two turtles humping.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine taking a picture of your penis, right?
All
right. And getting the coffee mug made, and then giving it to one of your friends as a gift.
Yeah.
And then that way, the first time that they ever used it and filled it up with coffee, there's your penis.
Wait, you want a heat activated one?
Yeah. They're heat activated.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just so a plain coffee cup.
It's just white. It's just a white coffee mug. No. And then you fill it with water, hot water. And the picture pops up. I might have to do this. I'll have to take a picture of my penis.
I think you should, and also I will never accept a mug from you.
Number one dad. What did Noah need to see? I wonder if they'd do it for you. But you saw it anyway. 206-421-ROCK. That's genius.
I was like, yeah, her mom's looking up at the camera like, oh. It's usually like making eye contact.
Oh, my God. I got to do that. Because it would wrap, you could get it, you could do like the, what is the panorama?
Oh, yeah.
And get it
so
to
it's
wrap,
real long.
It goes all the way around.
You could also do two pictures of your penis. You know, it just sits there normal, just kind of just average Joe. But then when you pour coffee in it, that's when it's action ready.
Action ready.
Hello, Gianni. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, my God.
Hola.
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 Well, I have the fine privilege today to see someone practicing their bushcraft. And they were skinning a cat under the Ballard Bridge.
This today?
Skinning a cat?
Yes.
Which skinning side? The south side?
Yes, it's actually the north side. And it was, just right there by the old PCC.
Mike's Chili Bar. Yeah, exactly. Somebody was skinning
I've seen
a cat.
A lot of things here.
See, they put big.
Yes, I've seen a lot of stuff under that bridge.
Well, I've seen a lot of stuff under that bridge. But, and look, right now, under five, every time we're driving into work, it is. I am amazed at the things I see, but I have not seen someone skinning a cat, man.
That's horrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And there was another guy, he stopped to of course, record it with his phone. And I was just blown away. And I made sure it actually was happening because I had to come back to work because I left something here. And I, I don't know, because the food bank is right down the street. So I know he wasn't doing it for food.
That is,
not necessarily.
But in between the food bank or a cat that you found in Ballard.
I think someone's having a mental health issue there.
But hey, I don't even think he had a knife. It looked like he had like a broken piece of stone. It was unreal.
Wow. That's crazy.
Ah, Ballard.
Yeah.
Put that in the travel brochure. I like what somebody here says. With the caller with the mom looking up at the camera says, what if her dad wasn't the one that took the picture? That is a good point.
It could be. It could
Listen,
be.
Her mother's passed away. Have some respect.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot. I have a better idea now. Okay, so you just get a regular plain white coffee mug that's close to the coffee mug that you're going to get. And then you take a picture of your penis inside of that coffee mug.
Oh, and then,
use that as the picture. Right?
So
I just poured myself a cup of coffee, and the picture that pops up is your junk in that coffee mug.
Happy birthday.
Number one dad. What did no one need to see, but you saw it anyway? 206-421-ROCK.
Where'd your son get you for Father's Day? I ain't gonna talk about it.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themen's room. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Now listen, Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, they're always delicious. Mm-hmm. But the summertime is when the burger thrives.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it on an episode of the podcast. We were talking about burgers last week.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, even today, we're talking about burgers all day.
We did.
It is. Burgers get on the mind. Season. It is. And honestly, listen, I got a list here of stuff, and we can decide whether that's a good or proper burger topping.
All right.
But I stand by the fact that, like, round meat or even fake meat, like, the burger is just a great meal.
It is.
Mm. Right, like, I like cheeseburger. I like burgers. I like turkey burgers. I'll eat
salmon burger.
Right.
Fantastic.
I'll eat a black bean burger. I'll eat an Impossible burger.
Give me a goddamn burger.
I've had Boca burgers before.
It's a Boca burger.
Terrible. That's like the original fake one.
Oh, yeah,
the
vegetarian
one.
It's like the Tab of the cold world.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, there's things you could do to a Boca burger. I recommend cheese. And
does it involve eating it?
Make it smother it and other things. You got to use a whole lot of oil to get it to even be moist. They dry out really quick.
You know what's funny, man? It's been so long since I had one. I think the last time I cooked one, it was in a George Foreman grill.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Boca burgers from the Foreman.
You want the oil to slide off that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm with it. Like, everybody agrees. Like, burgers are just good. Yeah. And there's a bunch of different reasons. Miles, I noticed you said salmon burger.
Yes.
Now, that is one argument I get into people. As you know, I have weird little things. Mm-hmm. Does it count? Like, why isn't it a salmon sandwich?
Because it's in a burger patty. If you're doing
you know what? You're right. Salmon burger works.
A piece of salmon.
Salmon burger works.
Would
be grind
a fish
it up.
Sandwich, yeah. Would be technically the salmon sandwich.
You're correct. I guess I get annoyed when people, they're like, and we have chicken burgers. Like, that's a breast of chicken, bro.
Yeah, that's not a chicken burger.
No.
Correct.
Chicken burger would have to be ground
correct,
up.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you. You know what, Miles? You're right. Salmon burgers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd screw it. I might have a salmon burger tonight.
They're delicious. Buy them pre-done because they kind of are already together.
Sir, there's no chance I'm going to make that one.
No. I mean, like, they have them in the deli. You got to cook them, but they've already patted them out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't ground my own salmon.
Oh.
Not lately. All right. What do you guys, Thurl, I know you're just a meat and cheese guy.
I'm a meat and cheese guy, but again, that's if I'm going fast food, because there are only other options, generally speaking, or the lettuce, tomato, pickles. I don't want all that crap. But then you go somewhere, and we always bring up Red Robin, where you go through all this burger menu. It's like, you got a fried egg, you can throw it on there. You got a giant mushroom, you can put it on there. I ain't scared.
I also feel like with the hamburger, it's kind of like a pizza. So I think, like, after you get past three toppings, you put too much on the pizza. I think three is the limit on pizza. And I'm not so sure that, like, and this doesn't include, like, ketchup,
agree with
mustard,
y'all,
and mayonnaise or anything
so
like that.
So it doesn't include
not the condiments. But no, I would, because at some point you're just losing all the taste, right?
Exactly. It's just, now it's just this big, massive thing.
But they usually stop at about three, unless you're going in early. So you
correct.
Might get the big onion ring, oh, hell, I don't know, two
cheese,
strips of
cheese
bacon.
And, cheese and bacon. Like, right. That, to me, that's enough. Three things is enough.
How do you guys feel about ketchup on your burger?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's where it's supposed to be.
Only 11% said no. Mustard on a burger?
Yes.
Yep. Mustard on a burger, very popular. Actually, you know what's funny? I don't mind versions of tomatoes, but I don't generally like it on a burger.
I don't want a tomato on my burger. Okay. I'll take the ketchup.
Right. And Thurl, you're like me, right? Like, I'll eat bruschetta and other versions of tomatoes. I just don't want it on my burger.
Also, it is weird. If you put it on bruschetta, sure, I'll eat that tomato. It's delicious. Put it on my burger. It's like, get that piece of S off my food.
I'm also of the school of thought that the first thing that you're the top of the burger with the cheese or the bacon, whatever, that should be the first thing you taste. Mm-hmm. There should not be stuff on top of that. That should all be underneath the burger. The lettuce, the pickles.
Correct.
The tomato.
That's right.
Just the way your tongue kind of handles it, I think.
Yeah, I don't know when we got away from that, but you're right. Burgers should be built from the bottom up.
Correct.
For my personal taste, if I was going to say ideal cheeseburger, and this is without adding extras, I would have ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, or not tomato, lettuce, onion, pickle.
And there's also a place for that fry sauce, special sauce, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Thousand
burger
Island
sauce is always good.
Yeah, that's good. It's burger sauce if it's for burgers. It's fry sauce if it's for fries, but it's the same damn sauce.
It is.
It's like lotion. It's like foot lotion, hand lotion. Like, how does a lotion know? It's the same thing.
It doesn't.
It doesn't know it.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, like, this is foot lotion. You're putting it on your hands, you dumbass.
While pickles are on there, I agree. 62% of people say relish doesn't belong on burgers. So I feel like relish is relegated to
the
tube-shaped meat.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's kind of like, because people don't put pickles on their hot dogs, so they do relish. They don't put relish on the burgers, so they go pickles.
It's also the last case
scenario. I don't
want
either on either.
Right. It's like it's just because you're at a baseball game. You got to put it on because they don't have much.
Nah, I still won't.
Yeah. With relish, you mean?
on my hot dog?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay.
I'll do your onions.
Right.
I'll do your mustard.
Again,
I'll do it. I'll do it at a baseball game every time.
I love pickles. Hate relish.
Oh.
Makes no sense.
Okay.
Bacon. 83% of people said it belongs on a burger.
You put bacon on anything, 83% of people are like, that's a great place for it.
I do think, though, bacon on a burger might be my favorite bacon thing.
But do you have to have cheese with it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever just had a burger with just bacon and no cheese? I have not, so I don't know. But
I'd give it a run.
I'd still try it.
Grilled onion showed up there.
Yep.
Now, like this, 55% of people, Thor, you brought it up earlier, they said thick onion rings are acceptable as a burger topping.
I agree.
They totally are.
Yeah.
Or the onion straws.
I think straws are good. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you have caramelized onions, I would put it on myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Top everything with it. Now, this one's kind of weird. Ranch dressing. 30% said yes. I love ranch.
I've never done that.
Yeah, I've done it.
It's not that I put it directly on my burger, but it's one of those deals where you have the ranch left over from something else in a ramekin.
Oh, yeah, from the tots.
Right, right, something like that. And you dip your burger in there. Ted is real specific.
They used to have this, man.
With the lightly seasoned tots with that, but yeah, I'll dip the burger in the ranch. And it's not a bad combo, but I never think to actually put it on my burger.
They used to have this sandwich, but it was toasted white bread. It was called the ranch roast beef.
It was roast Arby's,
beef,
wasn't it?
Well, it was this bar. It was roast beef with provolone and then ranch dressing on top. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds ridiculous.
That sounds delicious.
It was fantastic.
Thrill, I'm with you. I never think to put ranch on my burger, but I have dipped them in there.
From the tots, right?
Yeah, from specific. I'm just thinking about a burger at Buckley's. Blue cheese.
Sure.
67% said they would not put it on a burger, but as opposed to ranch, I feel like almost every bar and restaurant has a blue cheese burger.
They do, and the only problem with that is, even if you like blue cheese, typically with a burger, they put too much on. You have to take off a lot of the blue cheese a lot of the time.
Right. If they do straight cheese, they always put too much on. If it's the dressing, they seem to have a better grip on it.
Yeah.
Avocado. 57% of people think that's a good burger topping. I agree.
It's fine.
It gets lost in the mix, I think.
Yeah. I like avocado. Sure. I don't mind. Like, I like adding it to it, but God, there is nothing worse than hard avocado.
Mm-hmm. He from the streets.
Jalapenos, those show up on burgers a lot.
Yep.
46% of people said they're into it. Chili. Now, they only said 24% of people said yes. But with that said, our buddy over at Mike's Chili Parlor, he's got a delicious chili burger.
That's right. Fantastic. I'm down.
Yeah, and his regular hamburger's got a smear of chili on the inside of the bun.
Yeah. Mac and cheese, only 18% of people go for it. I feel like that's
on the burger.
Yeah, you're getting you're out for a special, like, we're going to get that burger.
I don't have a problem with it, but yeah, I don't have a hankering for it.
Peanut butter, 11% said sure. If you've never had it, it sounds strange. It is delicious.
I need to try it. I do.
Now this one is kind of interesting. People said it doesn't belong on a burger. I think it does, and that's salsa.
You can't. My only problem with salsa is typically the salsa is cold, and I just don't like that chili on top of my burger. Maybe if the salsa were already room temperature, I'd be okay with it. Like, I don't have a problem with the taste, but...
Would you be willing to experiment with salsa?
What are you saying, big boy?
Well, I got good news. The head chef has been working on stuff, all right? Ooh, I feel like Brian Thorpe.
How does that feel?
Yeah, what does it feel like to feel like Brian Thorpe?
Feels like I'm not bald.
Wow.
My head feels warmer.
Feels like he likes Russell Wilson again.
Huh.
Oh. The head chef is happy to announce... that soon, at the King County Fairground, well, not soon, this weekend, you go to the King County Fair, you can be the first person to try the Men's Room Salsa from San Juan Salsa.
It is out.
It is.
You've been working on this for years.
I have been. Now, granted, I know some of the people at San Juan Salsa. We party together and stuff. So I was just hanging out, and they said, Ted, head chef. I said, what's up? They said,
Where's your headspace at right now?
Right. Hey, brother, you want to make some salsa?
You want some beads?
I would love to make some salsa. No, seriously, though, listen, San Juan salsa is delicious. I do know those people. I've hung out with them a bunch. But besides that, or what makes this great, is they also have a phenomenal product. If I eat salsa at home, it's almost always San Juan.
Same with us.
I'm a mild, medium, or verde kind.
Right.
I use it all the time when I'm cooking in my crock pot with the chicken and this and that.
A peach mango is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a delicious product. And Mike brought it up to me today. I was like, hey, Mike, I'm going to make this big announcement. And he said, don't forget to remind people that salsa is a great topping for a lot of stuff.
You're damn right.
For everything.
You can pop it on eggs.
And it is such a good salsa.
It is very, very good.
Red pepper salsa. It is fantastic.
You know what, man? I might try. I'll go back up there. work on a few things. Like I said, weekend they'll be down at the King County Fair down in Enumclaw. If you've ever been to Red Festival, you've already been to the grounds. You know how it's going. And they'll be selling the salsa down there. Mike and I are going to head up there next week. I'll get some. And when the head chef's back in here Thursday, we have chips and salsa, boys.
Awesome.
San Juan salsa. Big thanks to them. And yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is so
salsa.
And don't forget, like everything else we do, a portion of the proceeds benefit our friends at the three local Fisher houses. So keep that in mind.
Somebody here says, I tried that salsa at the Arlington Street Fair. It was delicious. Totally bought a tub. All right, man. That's what we're saying.
We got a few prototypes. Like I put down a tub of that in like a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so good.
Salsa goes on everything.
I have to
try it on our phone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What was the story of when you were born? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Judy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Really long time listener, like from the 70s. So.
Well, thank you. That's very cool.
Tell me my age.
That's way before we got here.
That's okay. You guys have continued and made it great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So my daughter, this is me having my daughter. She was born the day after Christmas. I woke up in the morning, felt like somebody hit me in the stomach, and my water broke. We lived out by the Eatonville Cutoff. Not sure if you know where that is, but it's out there. And we stopped at the first fire department because the baby was crowned already, and there was no volunteers there. So then we went to the second one in Elk Plain, and they weren't there. And then we finally ended up at the Spanaway Fire Department. My husband parked in the driveway, ran in and said, hey, my wife's having a baby. They came out and said, hey, let's bring you in, and we'll take care of it. And I said, no, baby's coming right now. So with 5 to 6 firemen watching, Captain Carl Bush delivered my daughter. Unfortunately,
well, it's a good thing it was the 70s.
They put me in the ambulance, and the thing about the umbilical cord, they left the umbilical cord whole, put my daughter on my chest, left everything the way it was, and went in the ambulance to the hospital, where I then waited 2 hours to get my daughter admitted because we had done all the admission prior to going to the hospital. But because she wasn't born at the hospital, they had to admit her. So my husband spent the first 2 hours doing that. My husband had to return to the fire department because they left the remote control for the fire doors in the back seat. So he went and gave him back their remote, picked up my pants, and she's been a wonderful daughter.
How old is she now? She is almost 50 years old?
No, she's 37.
Okay. All right.
37 years old. Damn. So what is the look on the face of the fireman, right? Like, I know that they know that that might happen, but I have to think deep down, they're desperately hoping that no one shows up in labor.
Well, I can tell you, I was so into giving birth, I really didn't look at faces. I do remember hearing some, ooh, I knew a couple of the firemen. The lady who was the secretary at the fire department, I had grown up calling her my aunt. And so I knew a couple of the fire guys. So they saw more of me than they'd ever seen before in their life.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man. It's not a glamorous, right, no, sexy it's time. Not, like, not. It is. It's not. It is the opposite.
No.
Of, it's the one time I looked at a vagina and thought, wow, that's horrible.
The only time. The only time.
It's the only time I've
care.
Ever said
I just
that.
Want this baby out. I don't care who's watching. I don't care what's going on. Just get the baby out and head to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate because I had instant babies. My sister had had three children, all over 10 pounds, all over 18 hours of labor. So I had myself psyched. My son, when he came, he was a month early. We barely made it to the hospital with him. And my daughter, we didn't make it to the hospital. So
Judy, don't
I
take this
really
the wrong way,
very
but
fortunate.
Your vagina sounds like a place that babies just don't want to be.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Seriously.
Right.
I can't be here anymore. I hate it here.
What was the story of when you were born? 206-421-RUN.
It's not the best construction.
Yeah, I got to get out of here, man. I don't trust it in here. Something's wrong. Somebody says, apparently, while I was being born, I decided to drop a deuce in the birth canal. Lovely stuff there.
Ah.
That's
God, I didn't even know that could happen.
That's pretty normal.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Because, like, what after the kid's born.
Oh, you mean in the.
In the birth canal.
Ooh, that's
the
different.
Right. Your baby takes like a week to actually do its first actual poop.
Yeah.
That's a man, oh man.
Okay.
You nasty.
Mm-hmm. What
kind of porn are you into? Hello, Arch. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, make a long story short, my parents were both park rangers at Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona. My mother was almost ready to get her registered nurse degree while being a park ranger there. Somebody got hurt down in the canyon. They were going to take the helicopter. They threw my mom into it to go help out said person. As they get halfway down, her water breaks.
Of course it does.
Yes, of course. Why not? Perfect timing, right? So next thing you know, they have to abandon that person down in the canyon to bring my mom back to the flight pad to take her to the hospital so I could be born.
That's a cool story, though.
Not for the person who got left behind.
Yeah. Too bad you just missed the helicopter ride by like an hour.
Exactly. I was like, wait, always late.
Whatever happened to the person they were trying to rescue?
Oh, they're dead.
Oh, they died. Mowed by a mountain lion.
My mom, of course, doesn't tell me that side of the story. She just tells me I'm always the most inconvenient person.
Hey, you take one, you get one back. You know what I mean? They take it, they give it away.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah. You just kept the population even.
They're like, well, he didn't make it, but our kid was born.
We got a brand new kid. All right, good times.
Oh, man. By the way, we were talking about license plates. Right.
Yeah. The
souvenir license plates. Do they update it? Because every 10 years, right, there's a new batch of names that are popular. Somebody says there's a stand at the Evergreen Fair that sells marble keychains with names on them. If it doesn't have your name, then ask for your name. My daughter's name is Therese. T-E-R-E-S-E. Sure enough, the next year when I took her to the fair, he had several items with her name on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
I think it depends on the store too. Like. Right, like I've been to Leavenworth, and one of the stores there on Main Street, like the rack was massive.
Of course.
Like if you couldn't find your name in there, I don't know what the hell your name is. Right? Like maybe DeBrickishaw couldn't find his name.
I was going to say DeBrickishaw. That's always my go-to.
Right. Jesus. So, right, but then you go to like smaller shops, and there's not as many names.
Of course.
So sometimes I feel like, now granted, I'm a Ted, so it was never an issue.
You're going to have that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve is always easy.
What was the story when you were born? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Janelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
So when I was born, it was way back when they would let women go way overdue. So my mom was a month overdue with me, and she said she was so big she could put a full-size dinner plate on her belly and not have to hold it.
That sounds convenient.
That is convenient. No more TV tray.
Right? So when I was born, I was 10 pounds, 4 ounces, and 2 feet long.
How big's your head?
It's a good size.
I was going to say, we found a correlation.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's all these big-headed people out there. And, yeah, the one correlation is, I should have been born earlier.
Well, and I'm 6 feet tall, so
I have four
kids of my own, all of which were born early rather than late, but would have weighed at least 10 pounds if they had been born on time. And my last birth was a set of twin boys who were a month early, and they weighed 6, 6, and 7 pounds when they were born a month early.
Okay. Damn.
That's
not something you want to run in the family, but you know.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Game is a big dummy, 206-421 Rock.
I just read the other day, like, he wrote that as like a skit that never made it to air on something, and then they ended up making a movie out of it.
Ended up working out for him, huh?
Yeah.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Gary, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm not sober.
All right, Gary, welcome to Big Dummy. What are we doing on the burger there, Gary? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or Jack in the Box?
Crazy as it sounds, I had a Wendy's $5 Biggie meal today.
All right.
So did Eastwood.
Mm-hmm. He sure
did.
Yeah,
he did. I know. That's scary.
We got a lot of...
Could you imagine if you're that close to him in line or something?
You would know.
No.
It could have been you.
Please, no.
Can you imagine him at a drive-thru?
I'm in the same location, though. I'm close.
Sir, can we take your order? I tell you what, man, my buddy just gave me $3 after I mowed his lawn so I'm going to get the $5 order, but to be honest with you, McDonald's, like, sir, we just need to know your order. All right, here is your question. Into what body of water does the Yukon River empty into?
What body of water does the Yukon?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it enters the Pacific Ocean.
The Bering Sea. The Bering Sea.
Oh.
Oh, the Bering Sea. Yes.
Okay.
That's scary again.
That's a big river, too, man.
Yes, it is. The old Yukon River.
Yukon.
You ever have Yukon Jack?
All right. Oh, God. It's called Chuckin Jack.
Yeah, I hate that stuff, man. Now, that said, if you give it to me, I'll drink it, and I'll bitch about every sip, but I'll help you polish off the bottle.
Damn well.
All right, here's your question. In what U.S. state was the first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise opened?
Oh, yikes. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Don't eat the stuff. It's deadly. Yeah, let's just go with Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
God, they're closed all around here.
I had one about a year ago, a year and a half ago. It was delicious.
I had one a couple weeks ago.
And I felt ill about an hour later.
I was in heaven eating that thing.
God. How'd you feel later?
Not bad.
Really?
No, I really didn't.
Well, you had a piece.
I had one thigh, and that was it.
Okay, right. You did it right. By the way, the state with the first Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mike, any guesses? I'm going to give you one hint. I gave these guys a hint earlier in the office, and they got
the franchise or the first?
The franchise.
Yeah.
Stereotypically speaking, it is the last state in this country you would think Kentucky Fried Chicken would go to.
Georgia.
No.
No.
Oh.
Maine.
Utah.
Utah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Home of the Jazz and the very first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise.
Well, they got sold.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, the Colonel did travel a lot.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. That's and had children good. Everywhere.
Yes, he did.
That was the 12th herb.
Yeah. Oh. Colonel was up to no good. All right, your question. Bananarama, the Dixie Chicks / the Chicks, or the Go-Go's, which is the only female band ever to have a number one album where they wrote their own songs and played their own instruments?
Oh, say it again, the three choices.
Bananarama, Dixie Chicks, or the Go-Go's.
I'm going Go-Go.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct. Correct. Yes. Yeah, the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm. They did that. Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How we doing, guys?
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy, sir. What do you got on drive-thru burger? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or Jack in the Box?
It's got to be Jack in the Box.
And what do you get at Jack in the Box?
It's not really a burger. Stream sausage sandwich, the breakfast sandwiches. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good call.
It's a breakfast hamburger.
Basically, it's the way to do it, right?
Yep.
All right. Here's your question. How many bones are in each finger, excluding the thumb?
Six.
Three. He has abnormally long fingers.
How many joints do you
have? We understand that you're a freak, but for those normal human beings, yeah, three fingers per bone.
It's done well for me.
That's what the lady said.
The dating finger.
No.
I call this one the finisher.
The dating finger.
I was coaching with a guy. He would be fired today. I mean, he's passed now, but I remember this kid broke his finger, and he was like, yeah. Can't play today, and you hurt your dating finger.
Oh, damn.
I'm being like, Leroy, we cannot say that, man.
How old is this kid?
JV baseball?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was like, come on, coach.
All right.
And he was a white Leroy.
Was he a white Leroy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Your question. All-Star Comics number 8 introduced the world to what female superhero?
Number 8. Wonder Woman.
You can't handle
the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we have time for one more contestant on Big Dummy? What do you say, one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right, one more.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Angela, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Angela. What are you thinking there on your craving for a burger? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or Jack in the Box?
I'll take Wendy's.
Wendy's is doing real well today.
All right there, Angela, here is your question. Mr. Bigglesworth was the pet cat of what movie villain?
I don't know. Joker.
It wasn't
lasers.
Good. Lasers.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Yeah, and Austin Powers.
Did you know they were both played by Mike Myers?
Yeah. I will be damned. How did he shave his head so many times? How did his hair grow back so quickly to play Austin Powers? All right, your question. Metallica released what song on the album Mission Impossible 2?
Gonna have to pass that one.
You shall not pass!
Guess!
Just guess, as your teacher would say. You left a question blank.
Mm-hmm.
I give a point even for wrong answers.
Anyone remember?
To ask the question again, please.
No.
All right.
Metallica
Mission
released,
Impossible.
Right. Mission Impossible 2. They put a song on there.
Fight Fire with Fire?
Nope. It's actually a very appropriately named song since no one remembers. It's
Reload?
Called I Disappear.
Oh.
Oh.
Self-fulfilling title.
We're actually playing that one coming up here.
Are you for real?
Man, I'll have a listen.
I Disappear.
We're not.
I got hopeful for a moment.
It's too new for us.
All right.
Mission Impossible 2.
What disability did Beethoven begin to suffer beginning around the age of 26?
ED.
Osteoporosis.
Oh, so close.
Yes.
Started going deaf.
Uh-oh. Did Angela just dong us?
Oh, the whole thing went down.
Donged.
The whole thing, yeah.
Oh,
never know.
Oh, no.
No.
Was he deaf?
We just lost.
Yes, he was back then.
Okay, I guess that means that Big Dummy has come to a close.
Yeah,
no, right, ask us a question.
All right, you want to get
first? Come on.
All right, hold on.
First
I
one
don't
to get
why
it,
Mike and I clap in unison.
I got this.
Right. If we win it, we get a cheese ball.
No, okay. I can do that one.
It's for a cheese ball.
For a cheese ball?
First one to answer.
Do we got to ring in?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Go ding.
Ding. Okay.
Ding.
All right. Where did Winnie the Pooh live?
Ding. The 100-acre wood.
Damn!
How the hell would we know that? I thought they were with Cinderella.
Because you were a child at some point.
I know.
I don't know why. That's sort of insulting.
I know.
I must have been playing with friends in a sleepover.
Oh.
It was a birthday party.
That's more insulting.
I wasn't home with a VCR as my only friend.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Card of the minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Belfonte. That's an ice cream company in Kansas City. They just issued a recall on one of their flavors because the packaging fails to mention that it contains peanuts. And obviously, for someone with a nut allergy, it can be deadly. And oddly enough, the flavor being pulled is called Chocolate to Die For.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it, boys.
Oh, yeah, man. Somebody, they were like, hey, man, there are peanuts in this, but it wasn't on the packaging. So someone with a nut allergy obviously purchased it. But chocolate to die for, and they're like, oh, our bad.
Don't you think that everything that has a peanut in it or some type of peanut should have some type of like symbol or something just to let people know? Because that seems
instead
to be
of
the,
saying
the one
peanuts,
allergy that can kill you.
Like the Mr. But, Yuck face or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, but it just has a peanut on it, and the peanut's got like a line through it or can, I don't know, something.
I keep picturing Mr. Peanut. And he's doing like
yeah,
the
but he's like no,
slash.
No, no, right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Maybe they should like volunteer him to like be the guy who's like just putting his hands up, like stop. I'm
if
here.
You're allergic to me, you'll die.
Seriously,
I'm Mr. Peanut. You know what? You're right, man. There should be just a universal something. Symbol for the nut allergy.
Mm-hmm. Pulls out his monocle. I can tell you did.
Right.
Oh, damn. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Card of a minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Belfonte. That's an ice cream company in Kansas City. They just issued a recall on one of their flavors because the packaging fails to mention that it contains peanuts. And obviously, for someone with a nut allergy, it can be deadly. And oddly enough, the flavor being pulled is called Chocolate to Die For.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it, boys.
Oh, yeah, man. Somebody, they were like, hey, man, there are peanuts in this, but it wasn't on the packaging. So someone with a nut allergy obviously purchased it, thought it was chocolate to die for, and they're like, oh, our bad.
Don't you think that everything that has a peanut in it or some type of peanut should have some type of like symbol or something just to let people know? Because that seems
instead
to be
of saying
the one
peanuts,
allergy that can kill you.
Like the Mr. But, Yuck face or something.
Exactly, but it just has a peanut on it, and the peanut's got like a line through it or can, I don't know, something.
I keep picturing Mr. Peanut. And he's doing like
yeah,
the
but he's like no,
slash.
No, no, right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Maybe they should like volunteer him to like be the guy who's like just putting his hands up, like stop. I'm
if
here.
You're allergic to me, you'll die.
Seriously,
I'm Mr. Peanut. You know what? You're right, man. There should be just a universal something. Symbol for the nut allergy.
Mm-hmm. Pulls out his monocle. I can tell you did.
Right.
Oh, damn. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.